We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hope you all get through the week.
Starting nice.
You know what I mean? I'm feeling good.
Hope you all had a restful weekend. I definitely did. I mean, again, I'm trying to center those that can. I watched a bunch of horror movies.
I know.
Netflix is kind of let us down a little bit. However,
I feel like I start giving some of my horror movie recommendations.
There's this movie called Sweetheart.
It's on Netflix.
Phenomenal.
Very basic. Storyline is very simple.
But it's just so.
It's not slow.
Even though not much happens.
Trust me, not much happens, but it's not slow.
Basic story really grips you.
A few things happen, very scary, and I love that.
You don't need all the CGI, a lot of it to be a phenomenal movie. The island shots are absolutely stunning, and the lead female actress is so rad. It's so rad.
So anyway, check that out.
Good stuff. I'll keep you abreast of all the other good horror movies. Netflix usually doesn't do it for me.
Also, Invisible Man.
I'd started that, but then it really got good. So for the horror fans, check that out if you haven't already.
I thought some of the scenes were kind of a new way of doing things, and she's just a phenomenal actress as well.
So anyway, check that out. Question of the night, as always, is up on our Loveline story.
Also, hope you're checking out my new live stream show on Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
And you can check out all the past episodes on radio.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And celebrities, interventions of mental health, music.
Good stuff. All right, let's talk about Pride Month. We're going to be in it for a while, until about the fall, depending on what city or country you live in.
But in service of Pride, a bunch of people came out as gay. Welcome to the LGBT family. I'm so glad that people are feeling more able to come out.
And the beauty of celebrities coming out is that it not only normalizes, because it makes people familiar and finally aware of some gay individuals who live in communities or towns where they don't think they know anyone in the LGBT community. So it's very easy for them to have some bias or stereotype or to other.
But celebrities, we often feel like we have an actual relationship with them, and that's why we mourn their loss, because our time with them and watching them act is a form of a relationship.
And so when they come out as gay, it makes us aware of someone who's gay. It also sometimes, if we knew them prior to finding that out, we are forced to accept that someone I care about and actually like and enjoys gay, and that creates a needed working through.
But again, the bigger goal is to get the closet, so no one has to come out of it.
If we stopped assuming everyone was straight and the world around heterosexuality, no one would have to come out.
So that's actually the worst.
But let's welcome some people to the family.
We've got DJ Spencer Brown, DJ Spencer Brown, familiar with him, snowboarders, Jill Perkins, Chad Unger, and Kennedy Deck.
Love people coming out in the sports world. Also, fans of Orange is the New Black, Taylor Schilling, she's the lead star, or was. The story is now more centered on the people of color, black actors and actresses.
So that's Taylor,
but Taylor,
her and her girlfriend,
really adorable pictures.
Also from the show Fleabag.
I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard really good things about it. Ben Aldridge has come out as gay.
Curious to see how that will impact careers.
Right now, though, I think we're at the best time when maybe it doesn't have to.
And of course, last but not least, Nikki Bronski from
Blonsky from Hairspray.
I never knew Taylor Schilling and Nikki Blonsky, especially. I never had any sense of that, but also that's because
I tend to assume nothing until older show.
I assume everyone's gay.
I don't really think in those terms.
But I was holding the space as a possibility for somebody nearby or trans or gender nonconforming.
Until they tell me.
I think that's like the really loving, accepting, supportive stance.
I'll make no assumptions.
And I'll reference people and say, hey, do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend?
For some people, it's very shocking.
Well, why would you assume it's nothing?
That's why I hold space for all genders.
It's also a very welcoming stance.
When people say they see your gender presentation and they ask you a question
that's the opposite gender, so that's someone female, and they say, oh, do you have a boyfriend?
That actually communicates you're going to need to come out.
Or someone says, oh, do you have a boyfriend or a partner? That communicates,
I assume nothing. I'm holding space for everyone to be who they are, and you're communicating that you're not just educating, but that you're safe, and so more of that, make no assumptions about using gender terms
and assumptions about gay or straight, so ask them more inclusive.
Ask more inclusive-based questions.
It's a loving act.
For some people, they've had bad experiences, it's never been safe.
And if you want to have a true relationship with someone, allow them to be themselves around you. It's called being a good friend, a good partner, a good employer.
Non-assumptive questions that are wide open, that's how we start to kind of dismantle that.
All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking about performative allyship.
Now we're going to see a lot of that because it's prime time.
And it's not to call out companies, although that's also to support companies learning how to do better.
So we'll be talking about that next.
Listen to Loveline.
Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com. All right, we're back. Question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG. So weigh in on that. All right, so here's the talk. We're in Pride Month, and you're going to start to see a lot of organizations and businesses slapping rainbow pride flags on stuff like t-shirts, et cetera, as a way to make money, you know, capitalizing on Pride Month. And allyship, being an ally or a supporter of the gay community means always, always being aware that gay people exist, always supporting them. If you only show up during Pride Month, you're just performing it. You're faking it. You're doing it when it looks best. You're doing it just to look good. You're doing it just to make money. What really shows whether or not you're a good ally is, are you always considering that you have gay shoppers or employees? Are you always celebrating that? Do you have gay people that are in positions of power? That's actually the biggest piece. Same thing with what's going on right now in the Black Lives Matter movement. People are posting things, putting up signs, and that's cool. But have you always done that? Will you move forward, continue to do that? Will you look around and realize, do we have Black people in positions of power? I want you to look around. Do we have trans or gay people in positions of power? Do we support them? Are we a safe space for them? Or do we only do it right now? And is that going to fade off? Because it really matters what you did before and after Pride Month. I ignore what companies are doing during it. Like, great, you're in the parade. Yay. Great, you're selling a really expensive bougie t-shirt. But what were you doing last month? And what are you doing a month from Pride? Like, that's where it's shown whether or not you're really in the fight and care, or if you're just trying to fake it. And another term you're going to hear more of is what they call woke washing. It's people faking being woke. And it's basically when a corporation, an institution, or a person, right, they do something that's supposed to communicate.
All right,
I'm an advocate.
We're back. Question
I'm
of the night.
Social on cause.
Love line.
But it's all about profits.
So weigh in on
and
that.
Capitalizing, taking advantage of
all right. This
so
happened
here's
over the
talk
where
we're in Pride
a new
month,
commercial came
and
out for
you're
a
start
company.
To see a lot of organizations
and it was
and
so body positive.
Slapping rainbow pride
when you just
flags
at the commercial,
like t-shirts,
larger bodied fat girl, etc.
She's loving her life, eating her ice cream,
just not caring what she looks like,
and just being content, searching for joy,
being an ally,
food, so happy, like that is phenomenal.
The gay community.
She's not worrying about
means
the calories or
always,
the weight. She's just enjoying
always
life and
being
food
aware that gay.
Then it turns
exists
out it's for
always
a diet
them
ice cream.
If you only show up during
that's
Pride
woke
month,
washing.
You're just
actually
you
don't
it,
care
faking
about
it.
You're doing
actually taking
you're doing
advantage
it when it looks best.
And capitalizing
you're doing it just to look
on this
good.
Buzzword
just to make money.
And this movement
what really
of body
shows
positivity
whether or not you're a good ally.
And you're doing it to perform,
you're always
to pretend to be better. But you're actually selling diet ice cream, which keeps people trapped in the idea that we can't eat things with calories or fat in it
that our worth and value is tied to our body size.
Do you
you have gay people that are in positions of power.
And so shame on you.
Like
shame on
all the companies. That's actually
the biggest piece.
Faking with the terms they're using on the Black Lives Matter movement.
And are capitalizing on prior Black Lives Matter.
And they're not really signs. And
that's cool.
Because we're watching and we're more sophisticated.
Have you always done that?
Will people like me continue to
call you out?
We look around and realize, do we have Black people in
positions of power? Halo Ice Cream, do better.
That's crap.
Do we have trans companies again that have
Pride Rainbow shirts?
Do we support the parade?
But there's no gay people in positions of power.
Or do we only do it right
only
now?
Feature straight
is that
going
to fade off?
And they don't
because
donate
it really
money,
matters what you did before and after.
And they
Pride
don't support their gay
I ignore what companies
way.
Are doing during it.
Like great, that's, you're in the parade. What matters, yay. And that's what it counts.
Great, you're selling a really expensive
and
bougie
sadly,
t-shirt.
But what
but
were you
last month?
And what are you
our
doing?
Our money and our spending habits are what.
That's where we will help whether or not you're really in the fight and
spending your money and supporting companies that don't support you.
And another term you're going to hear more
if the companies that you're buying from
don't have people that look like
it's people faking being there, supported,
basically when a corporation, institution, or person
go to the companies that do because there's a lot
of companies. Something that's
that
supposed
are
to
woken
up
and they're
making
advocate.
A lot of changes.
Historically,
they might not
cause,
have been great, but they learned.
But it's all about
and
profits.
I'm here for that. We all need to
and
learn.
And they're capitalizing, taking advantage
I was not
of that.
Born
faking,
knowing
I,
all
this happened over the weekend.
I had to keep my eyes and my ears open
came out for an ice cream company
and sit down.
And it was so body positive.
And so I'm okay with companies trying to be better.
Larger body, fat girl dancing.
Does the company have advertisements that feature
people that are fat,
just not caring what she looks like,
gay,
just being content,
people working there that are fat or black,
so happy?
Do they have people in positions of power making important decisions that are
about
fat,
the calories
or
trans,
weight,
or
the, you know,
just
like
enjoying
if
life
the,
and
if their
food.
Company doesn't
then
reflect
it turns
you back,
it's
then
for
they're
a
not there
diet
for you.
Ice cream.
And I want the companies
that's
being inspired
woke
by
washing.
Segment
to you
say, let me look around and do better. How can I make that change? Taking advantage, right? And I mean, there's a lot of companies that are finally trying to shift towards that. That's great. But it can't be about the money
because that's when it's
fake or performance.
That means when the money isn't there, you'll stop.
But you're actually selling diet ice cream.
It can't be about more than
that.
So I'm so glad that we're in a time
that
are
worth
and
value is
tied
to our body size or shape.
And that
we don't
crap
want to weaponize
it.
And so shame on you.
Shame on all the companies.
We're trying to say, hey, we
noticed with the terms
there's
using
a flaw in
your
plan
and
your
design.
And are
you're
capitalizing on Pride
and
Black Lives Matter.
And hopefully they'll say
they're not
thank
really
you
in
for
battle.
Caring enough to call me in.
Because we're watching.
And
we're more sophisticated
we'll
than smart.
Do,
people
right?
like me are,
so,
are going to call you out.
That was a bummer.
I'm
so
excited about that
Halo
commercial.
Ice Cream, do better.
And then
that's
people
crap.
Wrote
and
in
companies
saying,
again
hey,
that have these Pride Rainbow
deeper.
Shirts. And then
and
I did.
Parade,
I was like,
there's
also,
no gay people
they have some vegan ice creams, which is great.
Their commercials only feature straight people.
It's very
and they don't donate money.
Against
and they do nothing. And they don't support their gay employees.
It's quite brutal.
So that's where it matters. And that's what counts.
That commercial
and
is so
sadly,
rad.
So the commercial shows you how it should look.
Our money and our spending
habits
are
what
can grow into
what
action
will
care.
Help make these changes.
Stop culture
spending
man.
Your money and supporting
it should
companies
be about
that don't
you
support
feel.
You.
It shouldn't be
if
about
the companies that you're buying from
or
don't
body
have
shape
people
or size,
that look like
you,
know you
mean?
So working there, supporting
anyway, we'll keep talking about
the power
stuff
and in the commercials.
Mental health,
go to the companies that do because there's a lot of companies that are woken up
and
they're making a lot of changes. Historically,
they might not have been great,
but they learned. And I'm here for that. We all need to learn.
I did not.
I was not born.
Those issues have to be dismantled.
I had to keep
my
eyes
on
my ears
open
and
victimized
and listen
to do the
sit down
when
I
was
told
I
was
doing something
wrong.
So
keep asking.
So I'm okay with
companies
trying
to be better.
All right, coming up next, we're going to be doing some COVID updates.
Does the company have advertisements that feature people that are fat?
This thing is not done.
It
has not resolved itself. We still need to be aware.
Do they have people working there?
So we're
going
to come up with some new COVID updates. You're listening to Love Line.
Positions of power making new
important
decisions that are fat,
black, or gay, or trans.
Are the you know like if their company doesn't reflect you back?
Oh, right, we're back and now some.
And I want the company
COVID talk.
That's right.
Got
to
talk about it. Some stuff
came
up out last week and over the weekend,
right?
I mean, there's
and,
a lot of companies
scary
that are
stuff.
Finally
so,
trying
first
to shift
off,
towards that.
God, that's
bless.
Great.
But
it can't be about the
he
money.
Is, he's the man
because that's
plan.
When it's fake
and,
performance.
He basically
it
says when the money isn't there,
surprised.
You'll stop doing it.
And it can't be about that. It's
ready for this
about
one?
More than that. And so I'm so
if we
glad
go up to
100,000
cases
and
a day,
in check and getting
if
checked,
this does not
right?
turn around,
we don't want to weaponize.
And again, he's the director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
We're trying to
he's
say, hey, we noticed
the president and his
there's
cabinet,
a flaw in your
they're not
plan
even
your
smart
design.
Enough to wear masks.
You're harming people.
Those
do
idiots.
Better.
And they're putting other
and
people in harm.
And hopefully they'll say, thank you for
he's saying
enough
to
call me in.
Up to 100,000 cases a
conversation. And we'll see what they do, right?
This
so that was a bummer. I was so excited about that commercial.
We're also talking about those
and then people wrote in saying, hey,
after
dig
okay,
deeper,
those returning
then
to certain
I did,
cities.
I was like, ah, they also
after traveling from
they have some vegan ice creams,
states,
which is great. I don't
should
support
self-quarantine.
Use of dairy.
Like we're still saying
it's
that
very,
it's not just
violence against
like,
animals.
There are cities
it's taking
that have such
you know,
high
it's
numbers
quite
of infections.
So
if you've
that's
been
upsetting.
There, when you get
but,
home.
That
the
commercial was
the
so
socially
rad.
Responsible
so commercial
thing to do
how it
to self-quarantine.
I just want the
and those cities ready for this are Alabama,
Arkansas,
culture's toxic, man.
Arizona.
It should be about
Florida,
how do you feel,
Georgia,
it should be about counting
Iowa,
calories,
Louisiana,
or
Mississippi,
or
Nevada,
body,
North Carolina,
size,
South Carolina,
you know
Tennessee.
So, Texas, wait, Utah, and California. Stuff?
Because that's that is a long health, list. Feeling included.
Feel
feeling
the gravity
health is
of
about making
list.
Systems
we
that we
need to be responsible.
By.
We shouldn't be traveling.
The
I'm sorry.
That make us
I see these people that are still getting together for family vacations and birthday parties and events. We are
it's not
in
on
a
the
pandemic.
People
are dying. I personally know people that have died.
So we got to keep
this is real. This is not a hoax, y'all.
All right, coming up next, we're
going to
be doing
not getting better.
COVID
United States is
a lot keeps happening.
By far,
this thing is not done. It has not resolved itself.
The highest. Geographic location.
So we're going to come up with some new COVID updates. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel.
Ready
Q
for this one?
On radio.com.
So sit with this. The UA has barred American travelers from coming into Europe because they're basically saying anyone coming from a high-risk place like the United States, we get censored and called out. And they're this just got passed over the weekend. They're like, we're not letting y'all in. And I get it. I support that. That makes sense because we're not following protocol and we have such high rates of infection that we're not safe. Now, we were happily opening up things, but now they're all getting shut down. Here, the governor, Newsom, here in California, has shut down the bars again, bars and clubs. Arizona, they're going to close bars, gyms, and theaters because the coronavirus infections are spiraling there out of control. So the Arizona governor announced that theaters, all that stuff, shutting down. They're still having limits on gatherings. We're not sure what's going to happen with school. You guys, this breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Also, there's a list that's out. This is from the New York City, the New York Post, that some high-end New York City hotels have not been changing sheets or wiping down surfaces. Like, I'm looking at this article. I'm not going to name any names. Do your research. But what's going on? They busted in with some UV lights. This is horrifying. Like, this is really disturbing stuff. And we're still seeing these videos of people throwing hissy fits, like dysregulated children, around the fact that they're being asked to wear a mask. Yes, wear a mask. Yes, we want you to protect others. And no, the coronavirus face mask does not limit your oxygen intake. That's been shown. That's been proven. Is it annoying? Sure. But I want us to be willing to be annoyed in service of taking care of and protecting other people. Like, it's ridiculous that people are throwing the hissy fits that they're throwing because of the fact that they've been asked to wear a mask. Now, I was looking at an interesting article, and I thought that this was hilarious. This is from Scientific American, and they're saying that the mask is now the condom of the face. Now, that's funny. And when we talk about it in terms of protective measures, but what the article was really looking at was that how for male identified people, they're the ones that traditionally aren't fans of using or wearing safer sex practices like condoms. And they're saying, not shockingly, that there's also a high rate. And we've talked about this on the last segment of men who won't wear masks because they don't think that they look masculine wearing one. I think there's nothing more empowered and masculine. I don't like the word masculine. I'm not going to use it. I don't think there's anything more empowering than someone wearing a mask. It says, I care. It says, I don't care how it looks. Also, a friend of the show, Lisa Guerra, she's a journalist. She was putting a post out telling about how she was hiking and a bunch of young girls were like, why are you wearing a mask while hiking? And she said to them, why are you not? And they actually said, because we don't feel like we look pretty in it. We are at a time when people have such high vanity that they will not wear a mask to protect themselves and other people because they don't look pretty, because we still think our goal is to always look pretty. It's okay if you don't look pretty. You have worth and value outside of that. Our desirability should not be what's centered in our lives and our life's decision, but it is. Nor should our toxic masculinity.
All right, we're back.
Centered
now
in our
some
COVID talk. That's right. Got to talk about it. Some stuff came out last week and over the weekend.
These numbers are astronomical.
And
this is
scary
not a
stuff.
Hoax,
so
this is not a
first
joke.
Off, and all the same
God
rules
bless.
Still apply.
Fauci,
let's go over them again.
He's
mask.
The man with the plan.
Always.
And he basically says he would
outdoors
be
only.
Surprised.
Limited periods of time.
6 feet
plus away
one.
From people. Wash
if we
your
go
hands.
Up to
bam.
100,000
it's not that hard.
Cases a day.
And it's really heartbreaking
if this
to see these people
around.
Battling it and fighting it. But
and again, he's
really
the director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious
literally
Disease.
Literally
he's the man
attacking
we're listening
them.
To. Not the president and
his
cabinet.
Asked to wear
they're
a
not
mask.
Even smart enough to wear masks.
It hurts my soul when I
look at the collective mental health
of
people in our culture.
But he's saying, because that's really what we're being called upon is to regulate ourselves,
take
care and compassion for
seriously.
People.
We're also
anyway,
talking about
yeah let's do better
to, let's do better and I want you to put
after
those
okay those returning to certain
check.
Cities after traveling
I'm okay
from
with some healthy shaming
some people say
self-quarantine
is not gonna work
like, we're still saying that
it's not just in topics
like,
around
there are
so,
cities
again, let's
that
do
have
better.
Such
let's
high
do
numbers
let's
of infections
together
that if you've
let's
been
continue
there
to care
when you get home
those around
the socially responsible thing to do is
self-quarantine this COVID thing resolved as much as everyone else
are Alabama
trust me I want my life back I want to get back out in the world
Arizona
again we can't do that unless we all really
Georgia
on
Iowa,
the rules.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada,
are,
North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee,
each other,
Texas, Utah, and California.
In
that is a long
and
list.
Trying to have conversations,
feel
with friends
the gravity
and families,
of that long list.
You know, and those around us
we
that just
need
aren't
to
really
be responsible. We shouldn't be traveling.
Follow
I'm
the
sorry.
Rules. So I see these people around at your friends, still getting together, family members, have those difficult conversations, have those hard to have talks, because again, we're all in this
people
together.
Are dying. I and, personally know people that have died.
We want our lives back.
This
so
is real.
We're going to keep
this
talking about hope, that. More, it's more tips, worse. Tricks, and thoughts on COVID.
United States,
you're listening to
Loveline
with Dr. Chris by far, astronomically.com.
The highest geographic location with numbers of infections.
Ready for this one?
Sliding into DMs is brought to you by our
sit with this.
Condoms,
the UA has barred American travelers from coming into Europe because they're basically saying anyone coming from a high-risk place, like the United States, we get censored and called out. This just got passed over the weekend. They're like, we're not letting y'all in. And I get it. I support that. That makes sense. Because we're not following protocol. We have such high rates of infection that we're not safe.
We need
now,
to get
we
out
were
of
we were happily opening up things, but
okay
now they're all getting shut down. Here, the governor, Newsom here in California, has shut down the bars again, bars and clubs. Arizona, they're going to close bars, gyms,
especially
and theaters because
them,
the coronavirus infections right are spiraling there out of control. So the
we're
Arizona governor announced that theaters, all that stuff, shut down.
Knowing that,
they're still having limits on gatherings. You're not sure what's going to happen with school.
I'm being thoughtful about how much time I'm staying around.
You guys, this breaks my heart.
And I'm
breaks
also
my heart.
Taking a break away when I'm feeling myself getting overwhelmed. And that's
also, there's
a
list that's out. This is from the New York City, the New York Post, that some high-end New York City hotels have not been changing sheets or wiping down surfaces. Like, I'm looking at this article. I'm not going
to
name any names. Do your research. But what's going on? They busted in with some UV lights. This is horrifying. Like, this is really disturbing stuff.
You got to do
better. And we're still seeing these videos of people throwing hissy fits,
and I don't know that you have to
like dysregulated children around the fact that they're being asked to wear a mask. Yes,
so
wear a mask.
The question is,
yes, we want you to protect others. And no, the coronavirus face mask does not limit your oxygen intake. That's been shown. That's been proven. Is it annoying? Sure, but I want us to be willing to be annoyed in service of taking care of and protecting other people. Like, it's ridiculous that people are throwing the hissy fits that they're throwing because of the fact that they've been asked to wear a mask. Now, I was looking at an interesting article, and I thought that this was hilarious. This is from Scientific American, and they're saying that the mask is now the condom of the face.
Very differently.
Or if now, that's funny, and when we talk about it in terms of protective measures, but what the article was really looking at was that how for male-identified people, they're the ones that traditionally aren't fans of using or wearing safer sex practices like condoms, and they're saying, not shockingly, that there's also a high rate, and we've talked about this in the last segment, of men who won't wear masks because they don't think that they look masculine wearing one. I think there's nothing more empowered and masculine. I don't like wearing a mask, I'm not going to use it. I don't think there's anything more empowering than someone wearing a mask. It says, I care. It says, I don't care how it looks. Also, a friend of the show, Lisa Guerra, she's a journalist. She was putting a post out telling about how she was hiking, and a bunch of young girls were like, why are you wearing a mask while hiking? And she said to them, why are you not? And they actually said, because we don't feel like we look pretty in it. We are at a time when people have such high vanity that they will not wear a mask to protect themselves and other people because they don't look pretty, because we still think our goal is to always look pretty. It's okay if you don't look pretty. You have worth and value outside of that. Our desirability should not be what's centered in our lives and our life's decision, but it is. Nor should our toxic masculinity be centered in our decision making around whether or not we wear a mask and we're willing to infect our family and our friends. These numbers are astronomical, and this is not a hoax, and this is not a joke, and all the same rules still apply. Let's go over them again. Wear a mask.
Don't give yourself a pass.
Always.
The impact
outdoors
of
only, limited periods of time,
matter,
6 feet plus away from people,
again,
wash your hands, bam.
A lot of
it's not
that
hard.
That,
and it's really heartbreaking
outside
to see
it's
these people battling it and fighting it, but more importantly, attacking others, literally attacking them and throwing hissy fits when asked to wear a mask.
If you have
it hurts my soul when I look at the collective mental health of the people in our culture, because that's really what we're being called upon, is to regulate ourselves, to have care and compassion for other people.
Now's the time for us to go old school.
So let's do better. Let's do better. And I want you to put those around you that aren't following the rules in check. I'm okay with some healthy shaming. Some people say shaming is not going to work. I think it can sometimes in topics around this. So, but again, let's do better. Let's do better. Let's be in this together. Let's continue to care about how we impact those around us. Like, that's mental health. Look, I want this COVID thing resolved as much as everyone else does. Trust me, I want my life back. I want to get back out in the world. But again, we can't do that unless we all really focus on following the rules. We all know what the rules are. And listen, I don't want us shaming each other, but I do support us weighing in on and trying to have conversations with friends and families, you know, and those around us that just aren't really following the rules. So look around at your friends, look around at your family members, have those difficult conversations, have those hard to have talks, because again, we're all in this together.
So much to do.
And if nothing else, man, we want our lives back. So we're going to keep talking about that. More tips, tricks, and thoughts on COVID. You're listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
And we want you to explore with confidence. Question of the night, it's up on our Love Line IG page. So weigh in on that. We'll be breaking that on down. You are listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
All right, we're back, and I want to talk about loneliness. And it's interesting, you know, I was kind of looking at my own journey the past couple of days and thinking about how some of us work in professions, especially those like myself that are psychologists, and we work in the mental health world. And it's often really hard for us to allow ourselves to sometimes acknowledge and feel certain feelings. And when I have those really beautifully humanizing moments, it reminds me that it has to be even more difficult for a lot of other individuals. We walk around with these different labels and identities in the world, and they often come with a lot of expectations about competence and thriving and resilience. And again, that can be very dehumanizing because we're all humans first. Whether we're a parent or a boss or a teacher or a therapist, we're still a human first. And we still have a right to feel a full range of human emotions. But sometimes, and I see this most often in my office with parents, they believe that their job is to be better than certain things, better than certain struggles, better than certain behaviors, better than certain emotional states. And mental health is about feeling all your feelings. And we've talked about toxic positivity, right? Which is the idea that you should always look on the bright side, stay positive. The world is what you create. You're in charge of your thoughts. Well, that's partly true, but we are at the mercy of what is said to us, and we should care what people think and say about us. Otherwise, we become sociopaths and narcissists.
All right,
we're
back.
Empathy. Time to slide into those DMs.
Sliding into the DMs
is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sex world. We want you to explore confidence. Here we go. It's your Dr. Chris. I'm finding it more and more difficult
to mitigate that impact,
entertain
my larger point is,
and I really hate to say this, but they're kind of getting on my nerves.
I feel like my temper has people to be super short fuse.
It's not their fault.
As a boss,
but everyone in the house is losing it. How can I apologize but address the issue at hand?
We need to get out of this house.
First off, it's okay to have stress or frustration with those.
And that's something we have to consider and think about.
Because again, there are some professions and identities in some cases right now around the clock.
It's exhausting. It's hard. It's difficult.
We are all burning on a short fuse, I feel to myself.
But knowing that,
taking a lot of deep breaths,
I'm doing a lot of self-care
again and
being
thoughtful
about how much time I'm staying around certain people.
And I'm also taking a break away when I'm feeling myself getting overwhelmed.
And that's the work of being a good parent, a good partner, a good human being, a good boss, a good employee.
When you're feeling yourself getting overwhelmed, you put things on pause and say, I'm going
to
take
a minute. And I'll work with clients that
will talk about
having to be more regulated than your children
doing something. You can't say,
you can't expect better behavior from your children than you're willing to model.
They feel shamed by that.
And often the work with them is on realizing,
you got to do better. But know that,
or have some empathy. Care for yourself.
This is a very hard time.
Been led to
and I don't know that you have to entertain
others,
that.
That's
I think
a better way
it's okay to let some
because
people,
some people
be left
are lower
to themselves.
Social,
so
or more
the question is, they're getting
on
your nerves.
I get it.
I tend to socialize one-on-one.
That you
only.
Have to work
larger
on.
Larger groups
there's no
don't
short
allow the capacity
for deep relationships.
That is you learning how to check in
with your
person.
Body. And when you feel
it's
yourself getting
possible.
Stressed or overloaded,
I prefer
and
hang
not
out with
how you're
going to
act or talk,
so I can have deeper intimacy and closeness.
That is a life's work.
Hiking,
there's no quick fix for
the movie.
People always want
to
know,
quick
simple,
to the beach, whatever
it
is. But I like to go
to track ourselves.
To be aware
of ourselves,
so learn how to regulate ourselves,
and know what our triggers are,
where
avoid
the
them,
larger
walk
the
into
number,
them very differently,
the more superficial,
or if we're feeling overwhelmed, call out, hey everyone, I'm having a really hard day.
Will be.
Just want to let y'all know, not let myself off the hook.
But
I'm going to do my best to be as present as possible.
Is intimacy,
and maybe people
not.
Kind of help you with that.
And so,
but,
being around those people all weekend can sometimes provide
throw some toys at them, put some movies on,
but my larger
let them go outside.
And I say that to remind people that if you're not
a little more loose with
people,
letting our kids maybe play more video games longer or whatever it is, but video games, buy more video games,
really
rent some more movies,
that
let them go outside,
but
let them paint, let them draw, let them go online
and
watch a tour
of
a museum.
I mean, that museum,
and you're not
sorry,
necessarily
my Philly
missing
accent.
Out.
They
people call me out on that word.
On
I have a lot of insecurity around saying that word because of it.
Or you're more
there's so many beautiful things online that are free, tours of different things. So I would say go online, God bless technology, you get access to Wi-Fi,
and
I hope you do.
And some of those things are more
self-reflective. And Google,
and there's a value in that, and that's lost sometimes.
Free things for kids, or you have to find the key search words. I don't have them for you.
of de-stigmatize children, and de-pathologize. I trust that you're able to figure that out. Solitude. But Google around and find the something free resources. That's coming up a lot right now. So everyone, many, right? So many. Whether my mom the other day was telling me that she was not, watching a museum.
Those of us that are following social distancing rules, and that's when
there's a whole lot of things going on like that. Kind of leave out films, so much going on. So take the pressure off yourself
because right now that's.
But you address it by owning. You address it by calling it out.
As I'm watching my own life and others be reduced.
The impact
and
of
set back
our time together now
COVID
does count and does
rising,
matter,
but it is very frustrating.
But again, I'm so thankful for technology because there's a lot of things
my
that are
life and others
that
are fun
go wander around outside
because they
kids,
just
kids
insist
to entertain
on going
themselves.
To
don't reinforce the idea that when bored, it's your responsibility.
And birthdays,
to out for
even
them,
though all these things can be done,
but get out the arts and crafts stuff.
But
if you have the finances, go hit the store and buy some board games.
But those of us that are following the rules,
go old school with it.
We're experiencing a lot of loneliness. And that
now's the time for us to
pathological.
Go
you should feel.
I can't tell you
right
how much reading I've been doing.
And so it's not
how
about how
movies
do I
I've been watching,
lonely, how many walks.
And
I've
the next
gone
segment,
on,
we're going
to talk
I'm
about
trying to
ways
learn
to
how
kind
to love
sit
cooking,
with it and rethink about
there's
it.
There's a lot
but
of
right
things
now,
we can do.
It's
a time to talk about the
family,
fact
so
that
we don't necessarily
look,
have to get rid of that.
Just also remember, this isn't forever.
And I want us to find the beauty and the value in
things that we're
drawing. Use it as a time to be self-reflective, to be normal, and I think
to rest, to nap, to listen to the music you want to listen to,
learn how to cook and follow recipes, to dance,
and things
to build deeper relationships one-on-one
on
FaceTime or Skype.
Paying
to read,
the
to watch
rules,
all the
really
movies
smart,
or that series you never
our
got
friends
to get
and family
into.
And
so when we come
rules,
back next,
and
well,
then
things
come back,
kind of
I don't know how you can say
so
that.
Again,
but
just
we're going to talk about a new perspective
some
and some
gotta
ways
create,
to maybe
gotta
shave
Google,
off
Google,
some of the sharp
Google,
edges.
There's
that
so much to do.
Listen to Love
doesn't have Dr. Chris,
the new channel Q,
and let me just land on
nature, nature, nature. Outdoors is going to be one of your best friends.
Oh, right.
There's so much to do.
So we're talking about loneliness.
And I was saying the last sun, letting the kids run around,
that I don't want it to be something that
do what you got to do, bring a book, bring some music.
I don't want it
to
be something that we
slide in the DMs. Brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms
because
it's
a
big old sex of world. We want you to explore with confidence. Question of the night
is
up on our Loveline IG page, so weigh in on that. We'll be breaking that on down. You are listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
We're allowed to go through periods of time where we're more self-reflective and introspective, and that does require time alone. And so I am a huge fan of people taking a weekend to themselves. Even if they're a married mother with five kids, if you can find people to take care of your kids for the weekend, go away on your own to the beach, to the mountains, to a staycation down the block, or just out for the day, or home for the day. But it's okay to say, today I don't want to be a father, or a husband, or a friend, or an employee. Today I want to just be a solo individual in the world. And if you can, in a very healthy way, set those boundaries, take that time. I do that all the time. Even when I'm in a serious committed relationship, there's days, times, or weekends where I want just to be on my own. And I close my phone off to work, and I don't take any work emails or calls. That's a hard boundary I set. Or I'm not, you know, I tell my partner, I'm going to be gone for the week, and I'll check in or whatever it is. We need that. And there's something beautiful in that. So don't be afraid of that. And so that's what I want people to know. It's not bad or wrong that you're feeling lonely right now. You know, we live in an American culture where we think that we need a quick fix for everything. If I'm sad, I got to get rid of it. If I'm anxious, I got to get rid of it. And what we start doing is we start creating anxiety and fear around these emotions, but they are natural and normal and healthy, and we will all experience them. Now, for some people, it's far larger and they need medication and therapy and they do need to reduce it. But for the bulk of us, it's called life. And I want us to learn how to encounter it. It can't always be get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it. And that's the caveat to this, because I'm going to tell us how we should re-perspective it. And that the first piece is what we just said is don't pathologize it. It's not bad or wrong. It doesn't mean something bad happens, something's wrong, or something's off. And it could sometimes just be a phase. And I, and again, as I'm sharing really, you know, with a lot of disclosure, is I'll go through phases where I want heightened socialization, and I'll go through phases where I want heightened solitude. And that can bring with it loneliness. Why? Because we're not familiar with it. Because with our phones and technology, we are so hyper-connected that it's rare that we are fully alone or on our own. Because I'm not talking in a literal sense. Remember, our brain, our psychology is very symbolic. It can symbolize. And so even though you might be alone in your home, if you are looking at pictures of someone or on Instagram or texting or talking to them, you symbolically are spending time with them. It doesn't necessarily meet our needs to the depth that real eye contact or touch would, but you are symbolically spending time with them. And so I want us to honor that, that it's rare that we're alone. Even if we're without our technology and in the bathtub, if we're thinking about someone, we are symbolically, again, spending time with them. Now, this is why with grief and loss, I talk to people about the fact that they are no longer someone that might have passed, or someone that might have passed, that they are
no longer physically here, but they're very much emotionally and psychologically here and present. That psychologically and emotionally, they haven't gone anywhere, and we can still spend time with them. My father passed a couple years ago, and I still spend a lot of time with him. I still talk to him all the time. I don't believe he's gone. I believe his physical form is gone, but emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually, he's more present than he ever was before. And I spend a lot of time with him, and I talk to him, and he talks back to me, and he's still here. And our culture is afraid of concepts like that, but I don't subscribe to that. I believe we can talk to people that have passed and they are very present. You know, it's just
all right. We're
like
back.
That,
and, I want to talk about loneliness.
Materialism.
And
we are so, it's interesting that we don't,
you know,
believe
I was kind of looking at my own journey the past couple days and thinking about how
we think if I can't
some
see
of us
it,
work
it,
in
it,
professions,
it, it,
especially those
but
like
remember,
myself that are psychologists
ultra,
and work
we have,
in
we have colors
the
and
mental
sounds
health
that
world.
We can't see,
but it's often really hard for us to allow ourselves to sometimes acknowledge and feel certain feelings.
So much of the world.
When I have those really beautifully humanizing moments, it reminds me that
and it's
it
there
has to
we
be even more
there,
difficult for a lot of other individuals
until it's been proven.
We walk around
otherwise,
with these different labels and identities in the world,
our senses,
and they often come with a lot of expectations about competence and thriving and resilience. And
things like
again,
love,
that can be very dehumanizing.
Trust. And so we have to
because
start
we're all humans first, whether we're a parent.
Loneliness.
We're a boss,
we can spend time
we're
with
a teacher,
nonetheless.
We're a therapist,
we to
we're still a human first. And we
there's,
still have
a
right to feel
thing,
a full
to say,
range
oh,
of human emotions.
And that's
but
not
sometimes,
bad or wrong. Let me
and
this.
I see this
what,
most
what
often in my office
provide?
With parents.
What
they believe that their job
that
is to be better than
around
certain
others,
things, better than certain struggles,
focused on them,
better than certain behaviors, better than certain emotional
don't
states.
Don't drop into shame.
And mental health is about feeling all your feelings.
Talk
and we've
about,
talked about toxic
remember,
positivity,
health,
right? Which is
the
idea
yours,
that
the
you should always look
familiar,
on the bright side, stay positive.
Normalizes
the world
it
is what you create.
Lets them know that
you're in charge of your thoughts.
About their experience.
Well,
that is
that's partly true.
That's one of the
but we are at the mercy of what is said to us, and we should
health,
care what people think and say about
journey,
us. Otherwise,
we
become sociopaths and narcissists.
Space,
it's called empathy, and we are relational beings, and our brains and nervous systems wire, and we do get infected with other people's emotions. That's actually acceptable and healthy, and it's about, you know,
don't go
really
into
setting boundaries, seeing and deciding
on,
you know,
oh, I'm
the
here with
of the people
you, or
you're around
be okay,
to
or
get
blah, blah.
That impact.
Just say, I'm sorry
but
to hear that.
My
tell
larger
more,
point is
right?
that mental health is to feel
to
all your feelings.
With it. Maybe tell them
and so I want people to be able to show
lonely.
Vulnerability
not having
and
overcome
as a boss,
because they don't need to overcome
as
depression, anxiety, or loneliness,
as
if it's at that functional level,
because
that,
that shouldn't be seen as you being
but
incompetent,
it's about knowing
or not worthy of trust.
And so I love sharing stories,
and
about
that's something we have to consider
anxiety.
And think about,
again,
because again, there are some professions and identities that really deny
with us
that
this
capacity.
Is Eastern philosophy is
and right now
says,
in
ah,
the COVID pandemic,
like
right, everything's happening within
shopping and live your life.
Everything's a little amplified, and I was sitting again and thinking about loneliness and how culturally there can be a little bit of shame.
Again, I'm not talking about people with clinical depression, right?
And
clinical
we are so hyper focused on
talking about people with functional
having a group or a squad
depression and anxiety.
And I'll work with clients that will talk about having been out during the weekend on
like
their own
the
doing something. They walk by
forward.
A restaurant
so
or a
again,
bar
don't
and they see people out
of
together in
see
groups and they feel shamed by that
as an opportunity.
And often the work with them
so
is on realizing do they want to be a part of that or have they been led to believe that they should? Have they been led to believe by themselves or others that that's a better way of being or more
struggling?
Because some people are lower level social or more introverted.
Beauty and
I am.
In that.
I tend to socialize one-on-one
getting
only.
Getting rid and getting
larger
rid
groups
get rid
don't allow the capacity
when my
for deep relationships
says,
to be built
get rid of the demons,
with each person.
Get rid of the angels
it's
as well.
Just not possible.
Get
so I prefer and hang out with all my friends one-on-one
the
so I can have deeper intimacy
and
closeness.
And
so I go hiking
so
for dinner,
so quick
to the movie, to a museum, to theater, to the beach, whatever it is. But I like to go with one, maybe two people
so we can have a lot of depth.
All right, question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page. Wait
on that.
And then
we'll
be sliding into those DMs.
Listen to Loveline with Dr.
Often that intimacy will be. Actually be an intimacy blocker, but we often believe that proximity
right,
and closeness is intimacy, and it's not. And so
question of the night
is
always up on our Loveline
weekend can
IG
sometimes
story,
provide
so
false sense of closeness.
Out,
but my larger point,
and I
say that to remind people that if you're not
was,
feeling close or deep to these
was,
people, that might be why. And try to really build one-to-one relationships with
people.
That's how you really get that depth.
And more than half of people think
everyone has to do that.
Live sports.
And some people have
that
FOMO, the fear of missing out.
With that right now.
And you're you're not necessarily missing
everything
out.
Might they go online. Are sometimes concerts, missing out
sports,
on what
jobs,
your it, one-on-one
we're
see or your
possibly
more isolative
the continuance
way
of
that. Being.
Some things might never go back
it's just
to real time.
Different.
However,
I know for me, I'm a big fan of research and study, and I like reading. And some of those things are more self-reflective
from dehydration.
And there's a value in that, and that's lost sometimes when you're out with others. So again, my point is, we need to culturally destigmatize and depathologize loneliness and solitude.
Even though studies have shown,
but loneliness is something that's coming up a lot right now for everyone.
I love this kind of stuff. I love
whether that is normal for them or not. Because those of us that are following social distancing rules, and that's what I'm really speaking to, I have to kind of leave out this conversation those that aren't following rules and regulations.
I
can't. Because right now that's also a personal frustration I have that
as
I'm watching my own life and others be reduced and set back because of COVID numbers rising, it is very frustrating and disappointing to see people that are making my life and others that are following the rules lives more difficult because they just insist on going to parties and the beach and barbecues.
I just
and birthdays, like even though all these things can be done later or next year, but they insist. And so I'm leaving y'all outside of this conversation.
Those
but those of us that are following the rules,
and tons of money, and that
we're experiencing
career.
A lot
people
of loneliness.
On this stuff.
And
so
that isn't pathological. You should feel lonely
so,
right now during
you know,
this time. And so it's not about how do I not feel lonely. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about ways to kind of sit with it and rethink about it. But right now, I just want to talk about the fact that we don't necessarily have to get rid of that. That is part of what's happening right now.
Because it's not good for mental health.
And I want us to find the beauty and the value in that. Use it as a time to be self-reflective, to journal. To rest,
half-time,
to nap, to listen to the music you want to listen to learn how to cook and follow recipes,
this,
to dance, to build deeper relationships one-on-one on FaceTime or Skype, to read,
also, you know,
to watch all the movies
eyesight,
or that series
so that
you never
piece,
got
yes,
to get into.
So
when we come back
flow,
next, well, we next come back, I don't know how you even say that, but we're going to talk about a new perspective and some ways to maybe shave off some of the sharp edges of that loneliness. Listen to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and on radio.com.
Good point. I had a younger brother that he had an eating disorder due to being a wrestler, trying to make weight. It impacted his mood. He started with depression, anxiety, developed an eating disorder, and still struggles with that. And so I totally appreciate what you're saying. And a lot of gymnasts, yes, they have a lot of eating disorders and also harm and injure their body with overtraining. Yeah, there's a lot of damage. Football. I mean, do you see what happens with broken bones, but more importantly, the head injuries and concussions and the brain damage? And we love watching and supporting that. So I appreciate what you're saying. What's the difference? Either we look out for people's mental health and physical health, and that comes before sports, or it doesn't. But I guess I hear what you're saying. It's an odd line to draw where we're just going to problematize online and not offline. Someone said UC Irvine has a department dedicated to gamers. There was an ESPN doc about it, and everyone on the show seemed okay. Note, yes. That's right. Yessie's fiance Milo is the on-site psychologist for the UC Irvine gaming program. We love Dr. Milo and Yessie from AMP. Shout out to both of them. He's a big fan of online gaming. He's talked about the really beautiful strengths and assets that can come from it. So we had him on the show. We'll have to have him back on talking more about it. But he's on our show. I'm listening live. Back then it was called I'm Listening, Stay Connected. So check it out. It's on all the radio.com handles, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And he was our guest more than once. And this was one of the things we talked about. So those that want to go back and kind of deep dive, there it is for you. Check it out. All right, let's see what else people said. Someone said, I feel like there's a mental risk with all sports, so why would gaming be different? Bam, I 100% agree with that. That was my stance as well.
Oh, right. So we're talking about loneliness, support, and I was saying in the last segment,
race car driving. I mean,
that
I don't
want it to be something that
cars
we
flip and
fear.
Light up in flames.
I don't want it to be something that we desperately avoid.
Football.
Because there's
God,
a beauty in it.
People
and
are
there's
paralyzed,
a strength
cheerleading.
In that. And that socialization is
all sports
beautiful.
Have a risk. I actually
we are
really
socially
hurt my
wired.
Knees from
we thrive
track
in
field
stuff.
But that doesn't mean
day,
that has to always be our goal
so
or our priority.
I'm with you
we're
on that.
It's
to
really
periods of time
how we'll run our
self-reflective
bodies down
and
of
introspective. And that does require time alone.
Too far.
And so I am a huge fan of people taking a weekend to themselves.
Even if they're
a
married mother with five kids, if you can find people to
take
care of your kids for the weekend, go away on your own.
To the beach, to the mountains.
I wasn't
to a staycation down the block.
When I found out that
or
you could
just
build
out
an
for
entire
the day,
or
home
for the
app,
day,
or this
but
platform.
It's okay
just to
say
today I don't
want to
be
just watch
a father
they're
or
not
a husband
playing themselves,
or a friend
I think. I
or an employee. Today I want to just
I'm
be a solo
myself.
Individual in the world. And if you
but
can,
I'm more of
in a very
book
healthy
person.
Way set those
you know
boundaries, take that time. I do that all the time. Even when I'm in a serious committed relationship, there's
question of the night for those that are just joining us in
a
new study by World of Warships. 56% of people say
esports
should be in the Olympics.
I love that. That's a hard
question of the night was should esports be in Olympics?
Tell my partner,
even though
I'm going to be gone for show too much check in or whatever it is. We need that
thing.
And there's
something someone else will end on this one said, I'm sure there's
risk. That's what I want people to know. It's not bad or wrong.
But how would you even watch people play
in an American culture where we think that we need a
quick fix for everything?
I'm sad, I
gotta get rid of it.
I'm anxious, I gotta get rid of
sports.
And what we start doing is,
but they do,
they do.
There's a huge world of
emotions, but they are natural and normal and healthy.
The things we learn,
experience them.
Like we're not aware of.
For some people, it's far larger than medication
and therapy,
and they do need to reduce it. But for the
YouTubers,
bulk of us, it's called life.
So,
and I want us
like,
to learn
look,
how to encounter
it. You never
it
know where an entire career
get
or an income can come from.
And that's the caveat
it, so
to this. Because
don't
I'm
knock it, parents. Don't knock
tell
it.
Tell us how
all
we
right,
should
coming up next, we're
going to
be sliding into
that,
the DMs.
The first piece is what
you're
we just said is don't pathologize.
The new channel
is not bad or wrong. It doesn't mean something bad happens, something's wrong, or something's off. And it could sometimes just be a phase. And again, as I'm sharing really with a lot of disclosure, is I'll go through phases where I want heightened socialization. And I'll go through phases where I want heightened solitude.
Finding
and that can bring with it loneliness. Why? Because we're not familiar with it. Because with our phones and technology, we are so hyper connected that it's rare that we are fully alone or on our own. Because I'm not talking in a literal sense. Remember, our brain, our psychology is very symbolic. It can symbolize. And so even though you might be alone in your home, if you are looking at pictures of someone or on Instagram or texting or talking to them, you symbolically are spending time with them. It doesn't necessarily meet our needs to the depth that real eye contact or touch would, but you are symbolically spending time with them. And so I want us to honor that it's rare that we're alone, even if we're without our technology and in the bathtub. If we're thinking about someone, we are symbolically, again, spending time with them. Now, this is why with grief and loss, I talk to people about the fact that they are no longer someone that might have passed or someone that might have passed, that they are no longer physically here, but they are very much emotionally and psychologically here and present. That psychologically and emotionally, they haven't gone anywhere, and we can still spend time with them. My father passed a couple years ago, and I still spend a lot of time with him. I still talk to him all the time. I don't believe he's gone. I believe his physical form is gone, but emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually, he's more present than he ever was before. And I spend a lot of time with him, and I talk to him, and he talks back to me, and he's still here. And our culture is afraid of concepts like that. But I don't subscribe to that. I believe
and
we can talk
to
people
that
have passed and they are very present. You know, it's just
go.
Kind of like the fact that, physicality, materialism, we are so obsessed with that that we don't believe or trust things that are not easily accessed with our five senses. We think if I can't see it, touch it, smell it, or hear it, it's not there. But remember, we have colors and sounds that we can't see, but animals can. Or science and technology can show us that they exist. Atoms, there's so much of the world that's swimming around us that we don't have access to with our five senses. And it's there. We can prove it's there, but we don't believe it until it's been proven otherwise, because we only trust what's accessible with our senses. And that will let you down. There's a whole world around you. And the most important things in life aren't things that we can touch or quantify. Things like love and relationality and trust. And so we have to start believing in things that are beyond our five senses. So again, loneliness. We can spend time with people nonetheless. We have to get familiar with it.
Start building in time.
That's a beautiful thing to say, I'm feeling lonely, and that's not bad or wrong. Let me sit in this. What can this provide? What experience does this allow me to have that I can't otherwise when I'm around others, distracted or focused on them? Like, that is stunning. And don't drop into shame.
And also
own
it. Things, when you come back,
talk about it. Because remember, mental health, the more you talk about yours, the more people get familiar hearing it talked about. It normalizes it for them. It also lets them know that they can come to you to talk about their experience. That is stunning. I think that's one of the biggest gifts we can give when we talk about our mental health and our mental health journey is we say, this is a safe space. This is a safe relationship where that kind of discussion and work can happen, right? So don't shame or pathologize that. When someone comes to you, try to hold that space with them. Don't go into that toxic positivity around their loneliness of, I'm here with you, or it'll be okay, or blah, blah. Just say, I'm sorry to hear that. Tell me more, right? Help them learn how to sit more with it. Maybe tell them stories about you having been lonely. Not having overcome it, because we don't need to overcome depression or anxiety or loneliness if it's at that functional level, that normal human level that we're all going to encounter. But it's about knowing that it's allowed to just be there. And so I love sharing stories about dealing with loneliness, depression, anxiety. Again, not overcoming it. It doesn't need to be overcome. It's meant to be carried with us. And this is where Eastern philosophy is stunning. It says, just like when you're in a good mood, you go shopping and live your life. We need to learn how to carry these other moods with us as well. You're sad? Go shopping. you're happy, go racism. Shopping. And again, I'm not talking about people with clinical depression or anxiety. I've left that out. I'm talking about people with functional, normal, like, healthy levels of depression and anxiety. We put them in our backpack, like all the other emotions, and we move forward. So again, don't shame it. Don't be afraid of it. See loneliness as an opportunity. So much can come from that, right? Like I said, that's when I produce my most.